This week, the new dads go deep into VR with the recent PSVR one-year anniversary sale. I'm still suffering from no sleep with a newborn. Jeff talks about a big win from PlayStation, and we reminisce about good times with Destruction Derby and Burnout. All on New Dad Gaming. The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a one-month-old and a two-year-old, and I look terrible.
I'm Jeff. I'm handsome as a devil. I have a seven-year-old and a four-year-old.
At least one of us are. Man, just exhausted. So tired. Yeah, the new dads here, we're starting the podcast, and just I got a glimpse of myself on the screen, and it's just a disaster. So tired. Just like
you've removed all the mirrors in your house, and you just caught a glimpse of yourself, and you're like, yeah.
Man, I think it's just like it's like dad fashion is constantly made fun of, but it's just it's just guys trying to get by, man. Yeah. Like, I don't think there's any dad that wants to wear shorts, socks, and sandals, but it's just, the kids are in the car. I'm so tired. Just put it on. Go. Gotta get to the park.
How are you supposed to take out the garbage and walk around the neighborhood when, your socks and sandals on?
Oh, man. Just, dad, have you had a dad fashion moment yet? Like, you caught yourself out, you caught yourself outside looking at yourself and like, oh, no. What have I?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, like just the other day, I was out and I was in my comfy clothes. I got home from work. I was tired. I got my
hold on. Do you have a drawer labeled comfy clothes?
It should be labeled and no one should touch it. It's my comfy clothes. That's where I'm going for. Get home, comfy clothes. Yeah. But I had those on. So it's pajama shorts or pajama pants. And like this hoodie I wear all the time. It's kind of ratty. You know, it's got tears in it. I think it's got a bleach stain on the arm, and my kids went out, and my seven-year-old can kind of go out by himself, but when my four-year-old goes out, I kind of want to have eyes on him, right? So I'm out there just kind of like staying back in the chair, drinking a coffee, and then the new neighbor comes out, and he's like, hi!
I swear I have a job, and I'm well presented.
Like, yeah, this is not a good first impression. I'm sorry, I'm not a creeper. I'm just not well-dressed for this. So
I'm just dad comfortable. Don't worry.
Yeah. It's all good. You understood.
You could remember seeing dads and thinking like, what's going through your head that you would not have any shame in leaving the house? And then like the first kid shows up and it's like, oh, I get it. That makes so much sense now. This is just like,
yeah. Remember? I haven't tucked in my t-shirt yet, but who knows what happens in the next couple of years. I remember my dad doing that. He would tuck in his t-shirt.
With the belt and the shorts. Yeah. With the
belt. Yep. And it would be an old Blue Jays shirt. I guess it was new at the time. But you know, one of the white, off-white ones?
Well, it didn't start off-white.
No, it probably didn't. And who knows what's going to happen to me.
Oh, man. Well, just can't even fathom. So it's... Yeah, that's where I'm at. It's survival. I'm so tired.
No, that's good.
And I'm not even... My wife is an absolute champion. Like, I am so lucky. Like, she's handling it so much better than I am. Like, I think, like, and she's also, so what we have in our hands is a grunter. Full-on grunter. All night. Just, like, it's shocking. Like, we've been to many doctors, and they've all assured us just, like, some babies make a bunch of noise. My sister had one. Just grunted until she was 3 months. So it's just, he's sleeping, by the way. So like this the whole time he is letting
out really?
Dragon like visceral statements of protest. He's sleeping like a baby.
Right.
But I'm awake. Like I can't do it. But my wife seems to be able to sleep through it a bit better than I can. So she's been just an absolute saint. And she's like, all right, you go sleep downstairs for like 4 hours and then come up and maybe take him for the last two, and she's doing great and I'm doing miserable. Like it's just it is coffee and pain and like mismatched clothing and just
I remember waking up a lot, like almost sleepwalking, thinking like the baby was in the bed or the baby was crying and nothing was happening. And my wife was like, just go to sleep. You're waking yourself up. Oh. And I'm like, I'm dreaming about being a dad again. Like, even in sleep, I can't get rest.
Oh, hold on. So this is happening while you had newborns, or this is happening like recently, like despite
not recently. Recently, no. Okay. No way. But newborns, I think like from birth to 5-6 months, I just thought they were in the bed for whatever reason. We never had them in the bed. We had like a crib in the room at one point, but I was always worried that they were by my feet. And we have a small dog, and that didn't help because the dog maybe acted like a baby to me in a sense. I'm like, I could probably sit up, you know, like I'm cuddling the dog or something, thinking it's a baby, but...
feeding it milk. It like, shh, 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 shh.
Dog's just loving it. Like, oh yeah, keep going. Don't tell him. But no, I used to wake myself up. I would never get like a straight amount of sleep. It was a couple hours, and then I'm up and at him.
Yeah, my I don't know. I have a Fitbit that like records, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
I would want this, but like it records your sleep, and it tells you like how long you've been asleep, like especially like deep sleep.
Yep.
And most nights it's like, hey, congratulations, you had an hour of sleep last night. Uninterrupted. You're improving. The rest of it's just like red lines of like panicked awake time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's grown, besides his crazy grunting, he's growing like a champ. The other guy, my older son, fortunate across the board. Like I'm so thankful how that's going so far. He likes the new baby. He cares about the new baby. Like if he hears it crying, he'll like kind of run across the house to like see what's up. Like baby, baby, baby. Like he wants to help with it, which is very sweet. Okay. Tried to offer it like a bottle the other day.
Peace offerings.
More importantly is just he's settled into his rhythm and he goes to bed and he stays asleep. Like just his, like the fact that he's staying on his schedule is so key to our staying on top of this insanity. If he dropped out of it, like it's done. Like it's just forget it. Like call in the cavalry, send a kid to private school. I don't know.
Get him out of here. That's it.
Yeah, so on to gaming. Like I'm curious about your dad's stuff too, but more importantly, there's a big event on your side that I want to talk to. I think it's gonna lead to some other interesting conversations. So I'll go quickly first with my gaming. There's a massive sale on PSVR, so it's the 1 year.
Oh God, yes. Ugh.
Yes, sorry. Yes, sorry.
No, what? I saw it. I saw it today. I'm like, it's a year anniversary, and I saw the discount. I'm like, what?
It's $100 off now. The actual headset, which I imagine will keep on dropping towards the holiday season, especially since they'll be releasing a new headset. You'll think they want to clear it out eventually. And I gotta imagine, like, on Kijiji. Hold on, okay. Google search. 1 second.
I don't see it dropping that much though. $100 off. Like you can get a Core headset now for $299, which is crazy. Like Canadian. I'm sure the US is
probably less cheaper
than that, but
okay, one still, moment.
Now instead of $700 for the entire thing with the Move sticks, it's $500.
Okay, so resale's not gonna be your buddy. So we got this one comes with a like 5 or 6 games, $450. No camera, $350. That's nonsense. Because the no, well, it's $299 with that. Anyway, $600, $350. Okay, well, I've just been disproven. $300. $300 with so for the whole kit. It's still not $295.
See, I wouldn't buy resale of VR set. I'm not sure. I don't know. The lenses are so fragile. You get one scratch or hair that you don't see when you pick it up.
Not to mention the man sweat and like,
and that you're putting your head in somebody else's sock, basically. Like their head has been on it forever, and who knows what.
Yeah. But. So I know, and like I said, I know it was $100 down, and Christmas holidays coming, and they have a new headset coming out, like the upgraded one. So we'll have to see. Anyways, but they had the 1 year anniversary, so they had a ton of sales on, and this stuff was like up to 60s, like 70% off. Like it was nuts, like phenomenal deals. So I picked up some of what I looked as some of like the core experiences, I guess I'm kind of looking for party tricks in some ways. So that makes any sense. Like Yep. Games that play really well with people, because one of my favorite experiences so far has been sharing this thing when people are over, because it's gamers and non-gamers like just like love this thing, besides some experiences right. for myself. So I picked up one called I think I picked up three or four total. One's called, oh man, back to Google.
Yeah, I saw that sale and I was so enticed just to pick up stuff in preparation for a possibility of having a VR, because okay. I remember those days when I played those demos.
Okay, Tumble VR.
Yes, I love that game.
And the whole experience is more than the actual game itself, which is just like it's the fidelity on grabbing blocks and stacking it. Very simply, yep. There's a disc. I think there's a few modes, like you have to build bridges and other things like that. But generally speaking, there's a platform in front of you. There's a bunch of objects that show up with different weights and sizes, and you have to stack them or create bridges, a bunch of challenges. Yep. It seems simple, but the more than that gameplay itself, it's actually very enticing in its simplicity, in a sense, and especially because it's like it's this place where you just grab these blocks, and it's this fun, very childlike game, but then as you're building it, the platform moves down and you're able to shake them. Like it's a bit more visceral than normal, just like playing with blocks. And then the environment though, like you look up and you look around and below, and just like, it's so crisp as far as it's gotta be one of the best visual experiences despite like its limitations. Yeah. So that for me is definitely going to be a party game, because like everybody can stack. Doesn't matter your level of gaming. You know how to stack like blocks. Tetris.
Jump in there. Oh, you failed.
Picked up that one. Picked up... I can't think because I'm so tired.
Google again, eh? You want those...
Windlands.
Three great games. Okay.
Now, they have two coming out, but this one as well, it's... kind of wish I'd bought it sooner, because it's... you have two hook shots and you attach these to trees and you're just flying through this world. It is so cool. Like, it's hard to describe, like, just how it all comes around pretty naturally. I would say the looking and the grappling hook part comes naturally. Walking doesn't, but that's almost in support of the gameplay, because you're kind of supposed to be good at just grappling all these things and swinging around like Spider-Man. But the speed and, like, you just launch yourself off of these cliffs.
Oh, God.
Oh, like it's just, and you stare
in your stomach.
Oh, and you stare down, and you are just the wind picks up, and, like, the sound effects, like, are really done well. It's blocky style, but you can just see for ages. There's these titans that are much like Shadow of the Colossus, just larger than life, hovering over you, except of course in like VR. So
that'd be pretty cool.
Just flying through this world. That one's fantastic. There is something called... each of these, of course, I've only touched for like 5 to 10 minutes, because what time do I have?
That's how you roll. Yeah, exactly.
But I saw the sale. I saw the sale and I said, man, I have not touched this system very much recently. This thing is so cool and I own it. Like, damn it if I'm not going to find like 10 minutes, 20 minutes to do this. Another one is Spark. It's called like almost the first true VR competitive game. It's a multiplayer. You play against other people. And you're in a room, he has a ball, you have a ball. First time you hold a ball, you have a deflector shield. When it comes at you, you're trying to hit the other person. Comes at you, you can deflect the ball, but then you lose your power, so you have to throw yours at him. And it's like bouncing all across. You can dodge it. You're really supposed to be standing for this one.
Yeah.
Which I'm always a little leery of, because like I don't know what's around me. Like if there's a baby around,
gunk.
I'm going to like boot my son against the wall or something if I'm not careful. So... and again, it's just one of those things, because of the limited scope, where it's like it's a relatively small room and they can just up the fidelity of everything, so it just looks and feels incredible. Like the control you have over your hand, it's so smooth. Again, like a party thing, like I would definitely have people play this, because like this is one of those things where you're really immersed in it. It's one of the tiny things they've done, which is I think showing that developers are starting to really play in the space, is before you get into matches. So the majority of there's one player, there's challenges, but the real thrust of it is 1v1 and against actual people. Okay. And when you're about to go up, it's you and three other people watching a match going on. You're spectating. But it's like this.
Oh, neat.
It's this tiny little. So cool. It's like there's four giants, basically, standing around this little arena where 1v1 is going on. Right. So you're in it.
Cheering you on.
That's what I'm. Yeah. And then if you look, when you're playing, if you look out, you see massive dudes like, woo, like shaking, like making hand signals and everything. And it's like, it's mapped, right? Your head and your arms or hands are like matched to
it. Right.
So people are like making gestures. Apparently there's like chat and everything. Yeah. So. But that type of thing where it's just like invoking like community and like connectivity and being in a different space, like you're just starting to see people think about it. And then the actual game itself is very perfectly honed to the limitations of this system. So it's awesome. Just cool. Another one I got was Raw Data. I haven't touched this one yet, but it just seemed it's a wave shooter. So you're one of four power types and you're going through a corporate base trying to get data, you know, sci-fi story, yada yada. One of them has like a sword, which I'm really excited about. So they're coming at you, they're swinging around, there's like huge katana. One guy has like two guns, like dual wielding, another's got like a bow and arrow, and it's just like people are just raving about the fidelity of that experience as far as like swinging the sword, like doing all this other stuff. So
yeah, sounds like Super Hot almost.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
without
yeah.
the time mechanic.
Yeah, I think so. Except Super Hot, I think you could move a bit more. This is like, I think you're... Yeah. No, well, I think they said in this one you could move around too. See, Super Hot feels like I should really get it at some point. I'll probably wait for a sale. I don't think it had any discount this time around. But again, that just seems to be one of the darlings of VR at the moment. So like you want to... If anything, it's just kind of... It's interesting to try to stay on the cusp a little bit of this because to see where people are pushing... Now, what have people, what have people been able to do?
So much space. Yeah, there's so much space to move and stuff, literally and figuratively. So it's like they can really flex their creative muscles in some of this stuff. And I'm excited for the, is it Dreams? The little big planet people?
Oh, yeah.
A new one.
Man, that was supposed to be a launch, and so it's a year late. Well, I'm sorry, I don't know if they promised it for launch.
Well, it's probably been 3 years since they announced, or... 4 years even. It's been a while. They said it was going possibly into the VR world now. Because it was just supposed to be for the PS4 and then, you know, VR in play. Maybe it makes more sense.
So I do a Google search. PSVR Dreams launch date. The first result is, where the hell is Media Molecule's Dreams?
Exactly. Never. It's never here. It's never going to launch.
Let's see. So it's still,
one of those games.
Still confirmed for PSVR.
Be the Last Guardian style. Be the next 10 years, PSVR 2.
Yeah, so it just says production. They've really been coy about when it's actually coming out, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Like, I don't know what they're going to put in it, because Little Big Planet was like, you know, kind of a single player, like it had it, but it was really a building tool where you can build your own stuff, and that's kind of what this one looked like. So I don't know if they're just building the tools that you're going to use, and VR is just presenting those challenges and how to work it. But it would be neat if it turns out in my mind how it's going to turn out, like sculpt and paint.
Okay. Very last thing, I'm excited to get to your part. Last thing I'll mention: PS Plus, Metal Gear Solid 5. As a free game?
I'm so excited.
Are you kidding me? That's crazy.
Like, I love it.
That's like...
I was this close to buying it so many times. Like, I'm like, oh, it's $39. And like, I hear it's like amazing until like the end, it kind of trails off or whatever. But I'm like, I never pulled the trigger. And then like, blown away.
Justified.
Blown away. Yes. Perfect.
I thought it was maybe like a like tiny expansion, like it was like just like six missions or like the online. It's like seems to be the full game. Like, okay.
Well, they gave away Ground Zeroes, the like the demo ish, like it had a level, and that was way back when. So I'm like, what are they doing? Is it like, I don't know, the anniversary collection or something? But no, full game. That's perfect.
Man,
I'm ready to get into that.
So new dad deal alert. If you have PS Plus, even considering it. That is a hell of a deal right now.
Yeah, just get it this month. Like, just subscribe and then...
Hop off?
Well, I guess. If you don't hop off, then you got to buy it, so...
Well, 3 months. Yeah, that still represents kind of a deal, and you'll get six games out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Seem to play for a while.
Enough bambing about, though. You, sir, had a very interesting experience with PlayStation itself. Do tell.
Yes. So, we're talking the competition, right? So we're talking about?
Unless you've had other more exciting interactions with PlayStation that I know about. But like...
No. So, there is a competition run by PlayStation Canada, and it was I tried PSVR. And you just had to submit a photo of you trying it, and I submitted a photo of me and my father-in-law with the VR set to the competition, and then they randomly draw a weekly prize, and then at, I think at the end of January, they draw for the PSVR. So the weekly prize this week was a Gran Turismo game, so Gran Turismo Sport, the new game, as well as a ridiculous steering wheel, like something that is valued, I think, at $500. I'm like, let's submit. Let's see what happens. Let's roll the dice. And sure enough, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah, new dad. It's coming up roses. He did it.
Yes. So I read up on the steering wheel to see what exactly I was going to get. And it's nuts. I think it's better than the steering wheel in my car. The way it operates, it's like some magnetic gear shifting system. So precision, I'm going to be the best Gran Turismo racer ever, I'm pretty sure. And have full brakes and gas pedal and everything. So I'm very excited. They got in touch with me. I did their, hopefully answered their skill testing question, which was ridiculously hard. Like,
oh, that's
usually those are like 2 + 1 × 3.
That's terrifying. Like,
no, it was hard. You had to use a calculator to, and it was very specific. So I made people double check, and then I had to witness my life away, and then there you have it. So I think they've confirmed. I'm hoping the game was released today, so maybe they'll expedite that shipping. We'll see.
Yeah, the shipping probably interesting, because like, you hope it shows up in a week, because if it's going to be like a 4-month shipping time.
Yeah, it'd be like, oh, you're going to need to wait 6 to 8 weeks. Sorry, here's a tracking number.
Oh,
enjoy.
Man, you did it. That is fantastic.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
That's got to be I have to imagine that has like the force feedback, right?
Yeah, everything is force feedback. There's vibration. There's a heart system, which is, I don't know what it does, but it sounded insane. Like the feedback from the game into the steering wheel is like beyond anything that's out there. And it disconnects it. It mounts to any table you want, whatever. So I'm excited to try it. It'll be pretty fun, even just because I was looking at Gran Turismo, but I didn't want to like plunk down the new, you know, $70-$80 on something that I'm not sure I get into too much. Like, I've always had the past games. And then when it gets too hard, I kind of fall off because I can't compete at some of those time trials they do. There's just no way.
Nor with your dad time, like, dedicate your life. Like,
yeah. Yeah, so that I'm not sure, but we'll see with the wheel. It might be a totally different experience. Like, I'm thinking even if, because I have Dirt Rally, I'll hook up the wheel and that works with that.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Drive Club. So, there's there's a lot of games I can try it with and see what happens. So, yeah, man, I'm pretty excited. And that looked like one of the best prizes. Like, some of the other weekly draws was like the Batman VR game. I'm like, why are you giving away a VR
game? If I don't own the VR.
If someone doesn't have it, it's like, I tried PSVR, not I have it. So
yeah, that one seemed a little
bit. I don't know.
That'd be like
$20.
Yeah, it's a $20 game for the $500 system I don't own.
Yeah, so anyway.
So for some of the record, like, the experience you put together, though, with your father-in-law was fantastic. Why don't you just spend a quick second talking about that? Because that... I was hoping you would submit that, because it was, when I saw the competition, because that was a fantastic story you put together.
Yeah, and I think it's something that they didn't necessarily think about either. So what it is like, my father-in-law is a quadriplegic. He was in a car accident. He lost all feeling and movement in his arms and legs and torso. So he can really only move his neck like almost 180 degrees. He has a rod in there to keep his spine together. So it's not too much of a movement. But when I borrowed your PSVR, I had a great time with it. And then I thought that maybe he would be able to experience some some games or some videos that I've seen that, you know, now he has a hard time that even thinking about getting to those places with his current condition. So I brought it over, hooked it up on their TV. Everything went smooth sailing. It worked. And I put it up, the headset on him, and I said, okay, we're going to go light. We're going to try it's like those little alien guys or whatever, with little VR headsets. So you're running away from a dinosaur. And he could, through that game, you bash into the buildings with your head movement, and you could totally do it. So it's something that didn't require any hands, legs, or movement with a controller. It was all, autopilot. He had a blast with it, and we went underwater next in the shark cage where he's looking all around and stuff. So those experiences where, again, it doesn't necessarily require any control, he had a great time with it. And I think that was something that kind of opened up the PSVR to other accessibility needs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it was fun. And he, his wife tried it, and she was freaked out by the Shark Tank thing. So he had a blast with that too. Thinking that, you know, he went there and she checked it out. So
nice.
That was a good experience.
Oh man. That's just a fantastic story. So the, does this mean that you're entered to win the PSVR, or is that just a brand new roll of the dice?
As far as I understand it, yeah, you're put back in, and they have one big grand prize draw. And
from just the winners or from everybody? Odd.
I think it's from everybody. I could be wrong. It's from the winners, and then my chances just went up. But we'll see. Come January, the first week of January, which is odd to me that they would do it after Christmas, but who knows? Just in case somebody gets it at Christmas, but
yeah, keep those gift receipts, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm pumped to even win anything. I don't win much in my life, and this is awesome. It's right down my alley. This is perfect. It's something that I would never buy myself. Like, there's no way I would drop $500 on a wheel. Bank account right now.
Do you happen to know the name of the wheel?
College. It's like a Thrustmaster 300 RS, I think. There's two versions.
See, the T300 RS, there it is. Okay. There's a GT.
So
it's
you look at it, it's like metal brake pads and pedals.
Yeah, so that's, so I see it for like 370, 470. Yeah. Man, wild. So you have to lend it to me. It'll be great.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking Gran Turismo has a VR mode. Yeah. We need to get together.
Apparently a bit of a limited...
I heard it was limited. But
so it's like, specifically, it's one 1v1. So you can't go against like a whole field of guys. So I don't know if that's just... I guess even for computer cars, like it's just... It's your car.
Yeah, whatever. I think they just mentioned the fidelity. They don't want to keep it like pristine. So I heard it was like insane quality, but it's only like one car in the field.
Which would kind of be fun. I mean, a lot of it is just, it's kind of fun to race other people, but there is a lot of thrill in just driving like an awesome car really quickly. Yeah. So.
And I'm always going to be in first place, so really I won't see anyone.
Yeah, of course. That's my experience anyways.
Yeah, right. It's all behind me anyway, whatever.
Just slam the back person. So I guess the bigger question though is, so you won it with my PlayStation VR.
Where's your cut?
It's probably my wheel, right? Just like,
yeah. You can come over and try it out.
Nice. I don't get like half custody or something.
Yeah, you need to develop a timeshare.
There we go.
Arrangement. Nice. You get weekends. I get a kid during the week.
Speaking of that, I was trying to think about, we have some travel coming up, kind of an extended stay, and it got me thinking about just even going to my parents, traveling with the PlayStation VR. And I don't want to be taking the box and everything, so I was trying to look at cases or what is a better way to do it, and these cases running anything from $20 for what looks like an upgrade from a plastic bag to $300 for this like metal like secure box that I'm supposed to like strap to my wrist, I guess, with a handcuff.
Yeah, I don't
like just the whole world of like these accessories that I didn't know existed.
No, I would almost put it in a nice, like a new gym bag, not an old one, obviously, but like a new gym bag with the stuffing and the headset. I think you'd be fine.
It's like hold that straight to my chest and like
Just don't put anything on it.
nobody touch.
Have somebody crush it, or you need a hard case of some sort, but
Yeah. So well, some of them, like there's
it's a
this
hard
one,
case.
it's like $80 that I don't know if I could like validate it. So but it's hard case, like snaps over, like it's the headset, like the processor unit, like just the whole kind of gambit,
Yeah.
but a lot of money on VR these days. Like,
It's a business expense. I'm sorry. We need to support our gaming needs here.
oh yeah.
We need to
Business, yeah.
do a roadshow.
I might develop VR games. You don't know that.
No idea. I need to experience them first for research, so.
Research and
And
development,
travel
both.
places. Yeah.
On the road, no less.
I will
Oh.
say that box is easy to pack, though. Like, it's all numbered and ready to go, so it was easy to get it out and then pack it back in for you. So,
Yeah, no, that is. I noticed all the tear stains when I got it back too. Just
yeah,
like, here's your
and
Jeff
fingerprints of
song.
me just holding
Yeah.
it.
No, it's just that box is too
Yeah,
big. Probably get rid of
it
it.
is.
We'll see.
Get
What
it.
wonderful problem to have, I assure you.
It really is. Yeah,
But
it's true.
you have to let me know when you get it, because yeah, we'll see if we can hook up a racing night. We'll just like bring the VR, get your super sweet racing wheel, and kind of see what
Yeah,
happens.
be killer. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
New dad
See what
racing.
happens. Jet racing. You still suck.
Yeah.
You have VR and a racing wheel. You still suck.
You've had every opportunity to be better. You've been given every possible advantage.
Yeah. Every tool in the box, and you still suck.
And you still lost to a Hyundai. What do you want from us?
You're going backwards. What are you doing?
How did you spit out? I don't understand. This is on rails. Just had to press gas. How was your car on fire? Did you ever play last? I think we should wrap it up. But last Divergent, did you ever play for the original PlayStation Destruction Derby?
Yes. Oh, yes. I love that game.
I loved
By
it, but it was
Psygnosis or
awful.
whatever.
But
Oh, it was.
sucked. I mean, I just mean like the way they did the. It's probably realistic, which you applaud them
Yeah.
for. But it's like this realism sucks because
Yeah.
you would everybody starts off in a circle like every other car,
Yeah.
and you
In the
drive.
bowl. Yeah.
And you slam into everybody else at 80, and immediately your engine's blown. It's like,
Well, dude, you're supposed to spin around and back into
I,
them. It's
yeah.
totally a Destruction Derby.
That is not okay. No, none of the other computers did that, and you look like an idiot. I believe me, that's what I did. But it's just like,
Yeah.
you know, all these other cars are slamming. It's these massive, like, incredible feats of automotive destruction, and you're like,
Yeah.
zzz, up 1 second, reverse up 3-point turn. Okay, now I'm
And
going
you're
backwards.
smoking. Yeah.
It wasn't any fun. Love.
I remember loving that game because you could race and still have that destruction element, and there would be like figure eights where you come into figure eight and you're like, oh no, oh no, and then just be T-boned by somebody else. And I don't know, I found the destruction like mind-blowing at the
For
time.
sure.
I think looking back
Yeah.
on it was like they had something going for them. I don't know what kind of nowadays game.
That was like a launch title too. Destruction Derby. So I'm trying to see like what the latest,
Yeah.
cause I know they had a couple. I don't know if they
They
ever
had
had
it on
a
PC too. I remember playing it on PC for a while.
PlayStation 1. Did they ever? Man, I don't know that it ever left the original PlayStation.
I don't think it did. I think they stopped, and then somebody did a Kickstarter that was in the same vein, and I don't think that's ever completed. Something
The
called a
destruction.
car game or something.
Yeah, I mean, for the time, this game looked phenomenal. This is like one of the first games released. Oh
Right? And
man.
it was like 30 people on screen.
Oh
Like, it
yeah.
was a lot.
Oh man, I'm seeing these like there's like particles flying up as cars are smashing.
Yeah, all the like triangle pieces.
Oh man. Oh yeah. That's amazing that you remembered that part. It's
Yeah.
just
No, I played that thing to death, man. Like, I love the destruction part of it. I think I only had the demo on PC and then I bought it for the PlayStation.
I guess the thing that took it over was that incredible racing series with all the destruction. Like it was just far away the absolute craziest,
Yeah.
best destruction physics.
Yeah.
What was the name of those games? Racing games. Racing game destruction. I think I'm gonna have Google open for every one of our podcasts. This is proving to
I
be
think so. I think it works.
very,
Should have a voice.
very beneficial. It'll be the known like ticka ticka ticko. As I'm clearly trying to figure out what the heck we're talking about.
I'm gonna look it up.
Total Wreckage.
I forget what that.
Like, you know the one I'm talking about. It's not. It's not.
Yep.
Total Wreckage. Come on. I don't want to be searching on Google too much longer. But we got to get this done.
Was it Flat Out? It was Flat Out, wasn't it?
There's Flat Out was one of them, but there was a different one that competed. Are you also Googling? This is like fantastic podcast.
I'm totally. I have to, because now it bugs me and I hate that stuff.
Flat Out.
In my mind.
Okay, so it's Flat Out.
See, now I'm getting into like Twisted Metal and all this stuff. I'm like, that's not the same.
Have you ever gone back and played Twisted Metal?
Through the remake? Twisted Metal Black. But not like the original.
360 Racing.
Burnout? Game.
Burnout, I think that's the one.
Burnout.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like the 50 car.
The crash mode and all that stuff.
Oh, like it was just like amazing. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Even at the time, whatever time it was around, like it felt 20 years beyond anything else.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't touch it. Like now it's dead in the water again. I guess it's, I don't know. They have other games with the destruction in it, but that was like just pure, like you have to kill everything.
I'm looking at a video of the crumpling and just every panel on the car is crumpling. And at this exact same time, Gran Turismo's out and the cars didn't even dent. Like it's just like these.
No, they wouldn't allow them to.
Yeah, it's like these pristine pieces of steel just going through that would never even little dent. And these things had just like parts flying off. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That was just so mind-blowing.
And that was PS2, wasn't it? It was PlayStation 2 when that came out? At least one of them was.
I think where they really perfected... Yeah, I think you're right. I think where they really started to perfect it was the 360 and the PS3. The video I'm looking at is on the PS3 Xbox 360, and it's just like... It looks awesome. Like if this game released today, you'd still be fine. You could totally play this game.
Don't tell them that. They'll just remaster it and charge you full price.
Yeah.
But everyone would buy it. I would totally buy that.
Probably buy it once.
I don't know what it is about smashing cars together. I don't know. It takes you back to like the old Hot Wheels that you'd smash when you were like 5. You make the Hot Wheels track and smash everybody. And
just looking at your kid playing with
hot water.
You're looking at your kid playing with Hot Wheels. You're like, oh, I got a game for you, buddy. Just you wait.
Come over here. I mean, bend your mind with this new power of the PS2.
See, actually, I can recall that. I've already forgotten the name of the game we just talked about.
Google it is.
Burnout. Thank you. Burnout. Yep. Okay, so I remember that being one of the only racing games I got my wife into. Because there was something also kind of forgiving about how they did it. Like, they just made it fun, right? They focused so much on the fun of that game that she was able to, like, we went head-to-head, and she was able to just kind of, like, blast through cars, and, like, pieces of metal are flying, and she's jumping through buildings, and just, like, had a blast. Like, we had a lot of, like, fun races because of that tripling down on the fun aspect of it. So
I think that had less rage than like Mario Kart with a blue shell at the end of the finish line.
That's a whole episode.
Do you know what I mean? Like Burnout was great and you could, you know, blow up people. Slow-mo even to had the insult injury kind of thing. So
they even had like modes where it's just like how much destruction can you cause?
Yeah. I have like that mode for iPad where it's just top down and you swipe the car into traffic. Kids love that. Yeah, I already got them on that. It's Burnout, whatever. I don't know.
Now that is a game for a new dad right there.
Yeah.
On that note, we will say adieu. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us on our website at newdadgaming.com. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. To subscribe to the podcast, you can find a link on that aforementioned website as well as on iTunes and Google Play. We'd appreciate a subscribe, a like, and a pass along. If you have any show ideas or questions to pass along, please do reach out. We'd love to hear from you. And share it around to any new dad who games. Until that time, my name is Trevor, and I have a 1-month-old and a 2-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 4-year-old.
Yes, let's go wreck some cars. Let's do this.
I kind of want to download it now. Right. So.
Hopefully be on a sale.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
See you next week.
See you later.